The Wikipedia is the world's largest repository of knowledge. So it is like the Encyclopedia Britannica, but it is open for everyone to contribute. So it has got some news features, but it is mainly, yeah, just articles about places, personalities, and those things. So often it happens to me also, although I have been working on South Sudan for more than 20 years, that, for instance, I want to know something about a place, say Juba or Yambio or Twitch or whatever, and I look it up, I go to the Google, and the first article that I find on the Google is one on the Wikipedia. So for many people, this is the first impression that they get. And there's also, of course, news included, but there's also a lot of history and all sorts of other information. So if you write about a place, it's about the climate or about the environment of that place, the history, and so on. So it's a very comprehensive approach to collect knowledge about those issues. Basically, any issue that is relevant and of public interest.
Okay, tell us about the topics that you have been discussing in this training. How does it relate to the efforts of bringing peace?
Yes, so the first article that we wrote was about Dame Zubair, which now has just been listed on the tentative list of the UNESCO for World Cultural Heritage Sites, so the very first sites of South Sudan in history. And before we did that, there was just one line about Dame Zubair. So it just said it's a place in Lowell State. So this doesn't tell you much, but historically it's a very important place for the whole identity of South Sudan. So what we did was collecting sources from different books and websites to make a very comprehensive article about Dame Zubair and the history of the slave trade and so on. Now for this workshop we chose the Wounded Peace Conference, because the Wounded Peace Conference of 1999 is like the gold standard of people-to-people peace processes in South Sudan. So there are many lessons to be learned from it, but there was no Wikipedia article about it. And if you wanted to learn about the Wounded Conference, you find bits and pieces here in a book and in an article there, but not in one place. So our students, they did research and collected information from different sources, and they put it into an article. And so during this week, we made a very comprehensive article about that peace conference, and hopefully people then can learn from it. And we also want to expand, because there were many other people-to-people processes and peace processes, and so this is how we plan to continue. So on Wikipedia you could basically write about everything. You could make an article about, let's say, fishing in South Sudan. It's an important subject when it comes to food security, so people don't know about fishing in South Sudan really. But for now we focused on those themes which are clearly about peace building, and we feel very happy that now really on the whole planet people can go to the Google and search for Wounded, and they will get a very, very comprehensive and balanced picture about the Wounded Peace Conference, both the positive aspects of it and also the critical sides of it.
Okay, so from here, now you have trained the students. How are they going to work?
Yes, so the thing is, of course, you don't really can earn money from editing Wikipedia articles at first look. But this has been the pioneering workshop on it in South Sudan. But what I have been telling our participants, who have been a wonderful group, very motivated, very skilled, is that you can actually build a profile. So, because on the Wikipedia you can see who edited what. So, for instance, if an international NGO or United Nations They want to do something like Wunlit. They will find a very nice article on the Wikipedia, and if they wonder, okay, so who did it, they will see that this was a project from the University of Juba students, and so they could actually, they find their names in the edit history, which is transparent and open for everyone to see, and they will see, aha, these people, these students, they really specialized in the people-to-people peace process research, and so this is a way for our students to build a professional profile and to build their professional careers. And but we, of course, we are also trying to find ways how to expand this. There are also projects that pay people to edit. This is ethically a little bit difficult because, like some politicians, for instance, they could also hire people to write a very nice but propaganda profile on the Wikipedia. So that's a tricky issue, but we are working on ways how to, you know, it's an idealistic endeavor, but also, of course, we know that people have to pay for their transport, for their rent and food, so we are working on ways how to include this in their professional CV so that they can benefit from the Wikipedia editing.
Who manages Wikipedia?
Well, it the beautiful thing about it is it's not really a hierarchy. So it's not that there's one boss, but it is a collaborative system where, you know, experienced Wikipedians, that is, you know, people who did a lot of Wikipedia editing, they have a kind of a moderating position. So if, for instance, there is a dispute on the Wikipedia, for instance, that is very much the case when you read the articles about Israel and Palestine conflict, that's really an online battlefield. And so, of course, we want to avoid this. We want to contribute to peace building, not to incite violence by having controversial articles about South Sudan. But there is international mechanism that people who are very experienced, they would just check, the sources that you give, are they credible? You know, is it done in a very skillful way and in a very objective way? So the Wikipedia can really objectify the public discourse. And what our students are really good at and what we put a lot of emphasis on is that you have to be very careful about the wording and the semantics. Because if you write, the Dinka attacked the Nuer, and then the Nuer attacked the Dinka, this sounds like all of Dinka, are enemies of Nuer, all of Nuer are enemies of Dinka, which is in reality not the case. So you, of course, the challenge is then you write some, that some Dinka groups may have done this, some Nuer groups, these things that led to the 1999 Wunlit conference, but it's very important that you're very careful about those wordings so that you avoid any stereotypes that could even contribute to more conflict.